me take a brief time out here to address something. I have been the recipient of a pretty decent amount of hate mail, far, far, far more hate mail than I usually get, just this morning. And I don't really get a whole lot of hate mail, and most of it's funny as it can be. But apparently there is something that is out there misreporting what I have said, and of course these people are reading that rather than listening to this program and choosing to believe it. Apparently what's out there is that I said that Cindy Sheehan is no different than Bill Burkett, that Bill Burkett lied and Cindy Sheehan lied. There are actually out there people saying that I am accusing Cindy Sheehan and making up the fact that she had a son and making up the fact that her son died in Iraq. And, of course, I've never said this. In fact, I, early on in this, if you want to go back, and we'll post the archives on my website tonight just to illustrate this, I'm the one that actually expressed a little compassion for her. And I said, I don't really want to talk too much about her particularly because she's lost a son here. And that can never be easy. And I don't care, you know, there are all kinds of different people that have all kinds of different reactions to this. Losing a child is the absolute worst thing that can happen to an adult. There's nothing that rivals it in my estimation. So the idea that I think that she's making it all up is just another sign of the desperation of the people on the left who love to take us all out of context to try to get their side riled up. What I said was that the media looks at her the same way they look at Bill Burkett, as an opportunity. It didn't matter whether Burkett was telling the truth or not, and it doesn't matter what the specifics of Cindy Sheehan's case are. She is protesting Bush. Burkett hated Bush. That's why they're attractive to the media, and that's why the media is willing to exploit her.